Blog Talk Radio.
3, 2, 1. Is the scripted TV universe ready to rock and roll again now that the Writers Guild have a new 3-year deal with TV producers? We'll break the results down and get your feedback next. Also ahead, a series bloodbath that stars Sean McManus winds down his CBS Sports oversight, our classic trivia question, and we remember TV series fave David McCollum. Hello, everyone. I'm Simon Applebaum, simulcasting live from New York on Blog Talk Radio, Spreaker, and TuneIn Radio, and presenting the iHeartRadio Podcast Network and more than 40 other podcast destinations. This just in, tomorrow will be televised. Our opening half hour this afternoon is brought to you by BlendJet, the portable blender letting you make fresh smoothies, shakes, or mixed drinks on the go wherever you go. 60 degrees at the top of the hour, and on this Tuesday afternoon, we welcome you to this special edition of the program All About Television. We are coming to you a day late because of Yom Kippur. And to all of our Jewish listeners, we hope that you had a very safe and easy fast, a good Yontif, and a wonderful start to hopefully an incredible, peaceful, and joyful new year. And we're coming to an hour later than usual as well. We hope that you tune in, and we also want to hear from you. We want to get your thoughts on where you stand on the Writers Guild, the Screen Actors Guild after strikes, where they stand. We're going to break it all down for you. We'll have some further thoughts on what happened over the weekend and where things are at right at this hour. So we'd like to hear from you. Give us a call, 646-652-2906. That's 646-652-2906. The number is good anyway. You're catching us across the country, around the globe, here on Blog Talk Radio, Spreaker, and TuneIn Radio. And you can also weigh in via our chat room, SimonApple04 by name. You will find it at our homepage, blogtalkradio.com/televised. And while the program is up and running, you can interact with others by using Facebook Timeline. So simple. Pick up the Facebook icon, your Blog Talk Radio, speaker, tune in screen, follow the instructions, and others will be live with you. The deep dive on what the Writers Guild did with the TV producers over the weekend and where we stand with that and the Screen Actors Guild after strike coming up after these news notes. The latest collateral damage from the writers and actors' strikes emerged this morning from Starz, that's Lionsgate's paid TV channel. 3 scripted series, all acclaimed in their second seasons, were axed in one swipe: Run the World, Heels, and Blindspotting. Besides those pink slip programs, the memory of Samantha Bird, that's the series midway through production of its rookie season, when the Writers Guild launched its walkout early May, is not going forward. It's unclear if producers at all 4 scripted shows will search for a new home to stay around for another season. And in the case of Samantha Bird, debut is first. A number of mega content and other smart TV distributed services are becoming charter members of a new TV industry trade association. Streaming Innovation Alliance will advise federal and state government officials on policies promoting diversity, innovation, and competition in this TV arena. Initial Reliance members include Netflix, Paramount Plus, Televisa Univision, Pluto TV, Afroland TV, and BET Plus. A few months ago, several streaming services not connected to major media players formed the Independent Streaming Alliance to boost their national ad sales profile. More than 35 content makers are now ISA members. We are going to, by the way, find out where this new Streaming Innovation Alliance is headed, and we will invite whoever's heading this alliance to come on our program at a future date. Sean McManus's tenure as president and chairperson of CBS Sports is winding down. McManus declared this afternoon that he will leave CBS Sports next April, replaced in the chairperson's seat by current president David Burson. McManus's final big sports event of his quarter-century-plus CBS role is expected to be the 2024 Masters Golf Tournament next early April from the Augusta National Golf Club. I'll have more on the impact McManus, the son of iconic ABC and ABC's Wide World of Sports host Jim McKay, had on CBS and TV Sports in general tomorrow morning on Sports Newswire. That's 11 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific on Sports Grid Network, available on smart TV sets, devices, and multi-channel bundles, including Amazon Freebie. Now quickies, Ana Gomez is now the newest commissioner at the Federal Communications Commission. For a second time, VH1 will run offshore the classic game show The Hollywood Squares. The Hip Hop Squares carrier will premiere Celebrity Squares October 17th with DC Young Fly as host, and the questions all dealing with black pop culture. Docuseries ahead, The Enfield Poltergeist on Apple TV Plus October 27th, and Desperately Seeking Soulmate coming to Prime Video October 6th. Yellowstone's second CBS episode amassed 5 million viewers last night, down more than 1 million viewers from last Sunday's CBS debut. New paranormal unscripted series Living for the Dead, from the folks who brought you Queer Eye for the Straight Guy and now Queer Eye on Netflix, begins October 18th on Hulu. And David McCollum, The actor co-starring on The Man from U.N.C.L.E. in the 1960s and the last two decades on NCIS on CBS passed away yesterday from natural causes here in New York. He died at New York Presbyterian Hospital, turned 90 early this month, and when he died, he was surrounded by friends and family. More about Dave McCollum later in today's program. And that is News Notes for today. Before we get into the latest on the Screen Actors Guild AFTRA and Writers Guild of America situation, I want to let you know that we'll be back in our regular time period, that's 3 p.m. Eastern Pacific, on Friday, and we have a very special hour in store for you. The former head of CNBC, NBC Cable, and TiVo, Tom Rogers, will be our first guest. I've wanted to have him on for many, many years. He is one of the most astute observers of where TV is at and where it's going. And last week, he took on a new role, executive chairman of Orbit Gaming and Entertainment, which is out to create video games that you can play on your smart TV set or smart device without having to use a console like PlayStation or Xbox. You just use your voice, a voice remote, or a special joystick you point at the TV set and play. Tom Rogers will be our lead guest. And our second guest in our second half hour will be someone who I'm happy to say is back on the scene. We had her on initially a number of years ago, pre-pandemic, when she was trying to get a service called UBC Television Network, that meant for Urban Broadcasting Network, on the air. It looked like for a while it was going to premiere on cable systems all over the country. And for a while it looked like it was going to happen. And then it didn't. And then came the pandemic. Well, we're happy to tell you that finally, at long last, UBC Network is up and it's running. You can find it on most smart TV sets and devices through one of the biggest multi-channel bundles around, Freecast. Peggy Dodson, the president chief executive of UBC Network, she will be our guest in the second half hour. That's all Friday, 3 p.m. Eastern, New Pacific, right here on Tomorrow Be Televised. And I hope you will tune in for that. Also, coming your way next Monday on the program, among our guests, we'll have a man by the name of Eric Bear. Yes, he sounds like the grizzly bear, B-E-A-R. That is his last name. And he is an actor who is also the creator of a very unique new animated series that premieres next week in short subject form on Apple TV. That's the set-top box, not Apple TV Plus. It's called Belonging, and it is a very unique animated series that's being done in a very unique way, using a device that he puts on his head and uses for the voice. It really is something unique, sort of a mix of artificial intelligence and virtual reality on the TV screen. That's Eric Bear from Belonging, premiering next week on Apple TV. That's the set-top box. He'll be with us live Monday, 3 p.m. Eastern, New Pacific, right here on Tomorrow Will Be Televised. And now let's give you the latest on what is going on with the Writers Guild of America, Screen Actors Guild AFTRA, and the Alliance of Motion Picture and TV Producers, otherwise known as AMPTP, as we speak. And we want to hear from you. We want to get your thoughts on what's going on with the strikes and where you see them going. So give us a call, 646-652-2906, or use the chat room, SimonApple04 by name. Before we get underway, we want to let you know that we did invite people from Screen Actors Guild, AFTRA, WGA, and the Alliance of Motion Pictures to be on this program. They did not return our inquiry. We also invited some of the journalists and entertainment news sources like The Hollywood Reporter and Deadline Hollywood Daily and Bloomberg that have been covering this labor situation to come on the program. And again, we did not hear back from them in time. We will invite all of those folks to come on future episodes. So let's give you the big picture. In case you haven't heard by now, over this weekend, right before Yom Kippur, overnight our time on Monday, and late afternoon, early evening, Los Angeles time, the Writers Guild of America, after nearly 150 days of being on strike, put together a three-year new contract with the Alliance of Motion Picture and TV Producers, otherwise known as AMPTP. When a statement by the Writers Guild came out on Monday, a very interesting word was used to describe the agreement. You don't usually hear this word in labor situations, exceptional. Kid you not, exceptional. Now, this agreement, basically, from what we understand from people who have talked to CBS Mornings, the Today Show, whatever, some of the writers on the picket lines, legal experts, and some of the journalists covering the situation, that basically the Writers Guild had their three big issues addressed. Number one, how do we mark residuals for programs that writers write for that are carried on multi-scripted shows that are carried on mega content services like Hulu, Netflix, Paramount Plus, Max, Peacock, Apple TV Plus, etc. It seems that was addressed to their satisfaction. Second big issue was the writers' rooms, how they would be staffed up at minimum. It looks like that issue was settled in good stead of the writers. And then there was the issue that really, for both the writers and the Screen Actors Guild actors, really put them over the cliff in getting these strikes in the first place, and that's artificial intelligence. And saying the parameters for people to work with artificial intelligence in such a way that no matter how artificial intelligence develops as a way for TV content to be created and produced will not make the writers and the actors obsolete. Apparently, and we don't have the specifics on it, that was worked out to everyone's benefit, both the producers and the writers. Now, here's where we stand. At this very moment, management from both the Writers Guild of America East and West, there are two big branches, one on the East Coast here in New York, the other on the West Coast in Los Angeles, they are meeting right now to go over the contract as it was put together last weekend. They are, as we speak, meeting to go over every dot, every T, every I, every last word of that contract. If management from both East and West branches approve the deal, they will then give it to the 11,000-plus members of the Writers Guild to ratify the contract, which would take weeks, usually, just as the Directors Guild did with their contract with the Film and TV Producers Alliance back in late April, early May. However, what is also being discussed is the distinct possibility that writers could go back to work as early as tomorrow if the decision is made to accept this contract and give it to the full guild for ratification. So this raises the very interesting question, the very interesting circumstance, that tomorrow morning, writers on scripted shows could be back at their typewriters, back at their computers, back at their laptops, writing scripts. And the clock would then tick on the possibility of those episodes being produced for whatever the medium as early as December, January, December of this year, January the next, and going on broadcast, cable, multi-count, mega content services, other services carried by smart TV sets and devices. Now, at this moment, we don't know what the decision is. If that decision accidentally comes down and we learn about it, we will pass it on to you before we wrap the show. And we will certainly update you on our Facebook and Twitter feed. And that is the big question. Will the guild management not only accept the contract, but while waiting for the full guild to ratify this deal, a three-year deal, so it would run till 2026, will the guild members be allowed to get back in business to write and create television shows? That is the rub. Now, let's now move over to the Screen Actors Guild and AFTRA. So far, they have congratulated in a statement what the Writers Guild has accomplished with AMPTP. They have not yet said when they are going to get back to the bargaining table, although some of the reports I saw or read earlier today suggest that SAG and AFTRA is going to begin again with their AMPTP deal negotiations next week. Now, we might hear more about that before the end of the day, too, again, depending on what the Writers Guild does. Because, if the guild decides to ratify the contract, accept it, give it to the ratification, and guild members come back, that is certainly going to increase the pressure on the Screen Actors Guild to get back to the bargaining table and deal. Now, what does this mean for shows? that have been impacted by the strike that are unscripted for the most part, but do employ WGA writers. Well, we've got a little roundup for you. Number one, Dancing with the Stars, which did use a WGA writer on its staff. Yes, it is going back. It will be on tonight. It will be live from Los Angeles. It will be simulcast on ABC and on Disney Plus, 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 5 p.m. Pacific. And Matt Walsh, who had walked off the show last week, he's back on. We'll see if he was able to get a rehearsal in before his first performance as a contestant on that program. Dancing with the Stars is on tonight, 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific, simulcast on ABC and Disney Plus. Second, there is now talk that Saturday Night Live will get back on the air with new episodes probably around mid-October. Again, a lot depends on the ratification situation. If the Guild decides they can go back to work, Saturday Night Live writers will be back in the business, I'm sure by end of the week, to start writing for the first episode, which will probably start in mid-October. And what will also probably happen is that unless the Screen Actors Guild and AFTRA come up with a contract, they will not use actors as guest hosts. And they'll find a way to work around it. Now, in terms of the syndicated shows, like the Drew Barrymore show that had that big brouhaha 2 weeks ago when they tried to produce new episodes, the Jennifer Hudson show, and other syndicated shows, the talk on CBS, it looks like those programs will premiere probably within the next 2 weeks. Again, depends on WGA's actions. Writers go back to work. Then Drew Barrymore's show, which is based here in New York, and Hudson's show out of California, the talk out of California on CBS, they'll be back. And Bill Maher will probably be back also with Real Time on HBO, again, first 2 weeks of October. Now, with the late-night talk shows, which have been rerun mode ever since the writer's strike started in early May, bottom line is that probably within 2 weeks, Late Show with Stephen Colbert, Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon, Seth Meyers Late Night, and and Jimmy Kimmel will be back with shows. And probably when it comes to the 12:30 time period on CBS, Comics Unleashed or Comics Unlimited with Byron Allen, that will continue with 2 half-hour episodes. Probably, I would say, till late November at least. As you may know, CBS has agreed to bring back the popular internet-driven quiz at midnight. Remember that? With Chris Hardwick, he's been on Comedy Central for several years. Great show. Funny, funny, funny. With comedians taking on riffs on internet topics. Well, that show, because of the heavy-duty writing on that program, probably one would think would not be on until November at the latest. Again, staff has got to gear up. We don't know how much pre-production has been done at midnight. So I would say Byron Allen is still going to have a role to play on CBS Late Night for at least a month or two. And we'll see, incidentally, whether more CBS stations, because of the exposure that show has had, will continue the show, let's say, as a 1:30 a.m. program. We'll see. As far as broadcast scripted shows like the Chicago shows at Chicago, like Law and Order, like the FBI trio, both of them are based in New York. Again, if the WGA decides we are going to allow our writers to get back to work while we do the ratification process, probably the earliest you will see episodes is January. And that's because as we come up on November and we come up on December, we have a lot of specials, a lot of reruns, a lot of holiday movies all over the place. The broadcast networks usually don't do a lot of original series kicking off in December. So it looks like they will hold off until January. And if it looks like the Screen Actors Guild is going to make a deal very soon, it looks like we are finally on for the Emmy Awards to happen next January. Daytime Emmys may be soon after, and other award shows to go on as scheduled. We still don't know about the Golden Globes. because they still don't have a affiliated network to run their special on. So we'll see. So that's where we stand. Everybody is waiting, I think, on pins and needles to see about WGA, whether they approve, the management approves the contract, they approve the language, they let their guild members, 11,000 plus strong, ratify it, and while they wait for ratification, get back to work. Likelihood is, because of the fact they're 3 hours behind us here in New York, it is now coming up on 4:30 here in New York. That's 1:30 on the West Coast. Probably by 5 o'clock their time, 8 o'clock our time, we should know if that deal is happening. And I got to think that if the actors are smart, they're not waiting till next week to get back to that bargaining table. They need to make a deal soon, and they need to do it now, and it's time to not wait. I'll have more to say about this in the second half hour. Because, frankly, I think this whole waiting game and the way that these labor negotiations have happened, frankly, is an outrage. This strike should not have lasted as long as it did, and I'll explain why and what practices should have been enforced from the start by all three organizations. By AMPTP, by the Writers Guild, and by the Screen Actors Guild after. One thing is clear. One of the big winners out of all this, the Directors Guild of America. They did not wait to make their deal. They made their deal. They stayed at the bargaining table. They didn't go back and forth with proposals. They stayed until they made a deal, and they come out smelling like a rose because they got the deal done in good time, less than a month. And the ratification took pretty quick. I believe something like around 90% of all the DGA members did approve the contract. And they're smelling like a rose. Really are. So I hope that the actors take the hint and don't wait till next week to get back to the bargaining table. Start tomorrow. That would be nice. Let's hear from you. What do you think? Give us a call, 646-652-2906. That's 646-652-2906. The number is good anyway. You're catching us the country around the globe. You're on Blog Talk Radio, Speaker, or TuneIn Radio. We really want to hear from you. You know, as a TV viewer, what do you think about all this? And what do you think about I'd love to hear what you think about artificial intelligence, because that was the big story last week in Diversity Week, the big story at NYC TV Week. It's going to come up again on Wednesday and Thursday, tomorrow and Thursday at the big TV conference taking place at the Edison Ballroom, held by Synopsys. And probably also artificial intelligence will be a major piece of activity at Advertising Week next month and NAB's Show New York at the Javits Center. And that's the last 2 weeks, 4 weeks of October. So let's hear from you, 646-652-2906, or use the chat room, SimonApple04 by name. More Tamar Vitelbai is coming your way, including our classic trivia question of the week, some further thoughts about the WGA and SAG and AFTRA and AMPTP situation, and our tribute to David McCallum. But first, I want to bring you a message from our newest sponsor, BlendJet, the portable blender letting you make fresh smoothies, shakes, or mixed drinks on the go, wherever you go. If your blender is bulky in nature and it's a pain to operate no matter where you operate it, we'll give BlendJet the opportunity to make fresh smoothies, shakes, or mixed drinks an easy pleasure. BlendJet is so portable to work up a smoothie at the office or your favorite protein booster at the gym or a poolside margarita. It's quiet to operate and rechargeable on the go. What are you waiting for? Really, what are you waiting for? Go to BlendJet.com and grab yours today, and be sure to use the promo code TELEVISE to get 12% off your order and, get this, free 2-day shipping. Blend anytime, anywhere with BlendJet. Just go to BlendJet.com, grab yours today, use the promo code TELEVISE, T-E-L-E-V-I-S-E-D. You get 12% off your order and, more than that, free 2-day shipping. What a deal. Blend anytime, anywhere with BlendJet. Time to have fun with you live from New York. Let's hear from you, 646-652-2906, or use that chat room, SimonApple04 by name. Once again, I want to remind you that Friday on Tomorrow Be Televised, we are back in our normal hour, 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific. And joining us will be former CNBC, NBC Cable, and TiVo leader Tom Rogers, the new executive chairman as of last week of Orbit Gaming and Entertainment, and the president chief executive officer of UBC TV Network, finally on the air after so many years of trying to make it happen, Peggy Dodson, will be with us. And next Monday, same time, 3 p.m. Eastern Pacific, one of our guests will be the creator and star of the new Apple TV series, Belonging. It's a new short subject series. It will be available on Apple TV next week, and that's Apple TV, the set-top box. But we'll be on Apple TV Plus as well. Have to hear us. Eric Beyer, B-E-A-R, will be on board. That's coming your way Monday, week from tomorrow, week from yesterday, I should say. 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific, right here exclusively on Tomorrow Be Televised. I want to remind you that we always want to hear what you're up to when it comes to the topics and guests that we have on this program. You really make the show go. You know, Friday we had the guests from Caffeine, and our chat room was buzzing along. Thanks to all of you. Made the show even better. You know, when you interact with our guests, or yours truly, you make the show even better. So please, use the chat room. Use our phone number. If you can't hear our show live from wherever you are, however, if you're going to be somewhere else, let's say rather than home, whether you're at the office or you're driving in the car, you can stop somewhere, you know, if you're driving, traveling somewhere, take us on laptop, take us on your smartphone, take us somewhere, and if you know the number, call in 646-652-2906. That number is good anywhere you are catching us across the country or around the globe. You're on Blog Talk Radio, Spreaker, or TuneIn Radio. And our chat is available also as well. And in the meantime, let us know what you think. Use social media. Email me, simonapple04@yahoo.com. It's simonapple04@yahoo.com. I always love hearing your emails. We accept every, and I do respond to you within 24 hours. That is our promise to you. And we also respond to you on social media. I'm available at LinkedIn and Facebook at Simon Applebaum and X or Twitter at UBC Simon TWBT. That's at, or the ampersand sign, UBC Simon TWBT. More than ever, we really appreciate your questions, your feedback, positive, negative. We take it all in stride. We appreciate your listening. If you like our program, tell a friend. And if you also like our program, patronize our advertisers like BlendJet and what you'll be hearing about in our next half hour, Wild. We now have some wonderful advertisers on board, more coming up. They make great products, and they really appreciate your patrons. So do check out our advertisers like BlendJet. And remember, when you use the promo code, whether it's Televised or SimonApple04, you get a discount. And in the case of BlendJet, you get free two-day shipping. Very, very important. So do check out our advertisers. They love to hear from you. So do we. And they make sure that we keep on going strong. When we come back, we'll have our Patrick Trivia Question of the Week, more thoughts about what the Writers Guild did, how long it took to get that contract from AMPTP, and the situation with SAG-AFTRA, et cetera. That's all coming your way, along with a tribute to David McCallum, who passed away yesterday after he turned 90. All that after we pause at the bottom of the hour for web identification. You are connected to the best internet radio on the planet, www.blogtalkradio.com, speaker.com, and tunein.com. Together, reaching over 90 million lists around the world every month and growing. Check out singer-songwriter Harrison Brown tonight on Madame Perry Salon. That's the guest of Madame Perry. And that program is on Blog Talk Radio tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific. That's 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific for Madame Perry Salon, with a great guest, singer-songwriter Harrison Brown, right here on Blog Talk Radio. And remember, you can always find the best of BTR 24/7 at YouTube.com. Welcome back to the second half of Tomorrow Be Televised, and our second half hour is brought to you by Wild, the reusable, refillable, natural deodorant that's kind to your body and the planet. 61 degrees at the bottom of the hour. We welcome you just joining us at the bottom. Simon Applebaum with you live from New Haven, New York. On a day where hopefully after 4 days, nearly 4 days of on and off rain, we will finally move the rain, which is all the remnants of what was a tropical storm, Ophelia, that tropical depression Ophelia, then something Ophelia. The center of the storm phenomenon is now off the New York metro area coast, and it's moving to the east, moving out. So hopefully by tomorrow, we will be in sun weather. And we understand that could be the case, hopefully, for the rest of the week. Great to have you with us on this later-than-usual edition of the program Mobile TV's current and future. We're usually on 3 TVs in New Pacific, Mondays, Fridays, other days in the middle of the week as well. And we want to hear from you. We're talking about the Writers Guild of America deal that was announced late Sunday, overnight Monday, depending on where you are. And as we speak, the Writers Guild is going over that contract, the management of both Writers of America East and West branches. If they decide to accept the contract, they will give it to the Guild's 11,000-plus members for ratification, and they may, before the end of the day, invite the writers to go back to work, whether they're creating TV shows, whether they're show-running programs, or whether they are writing episodes of shows. If something breaks along that line before we leave you near the top of the hour, we will bring that news to you. And we want to hear from you. Give us a call, 646-652-2906. That's 646-652-2906. The numbers get anywhere. Catch across the country, around the globe, here on Blog Talk Radio, Speaker, TuneIn Radio. And our chat room is still open. Simon Apple 04 by name. You'll find it at the homepage, blogtalkradio.com/televised. Now it's time for our classic trivia question of the week. And we introduced this last week, so it's our second and final week of bringing this to you. And if you are first with the correct answer, we have a quartet of prizes coming your way. Two wonderful classic CDs of great music. Chicago's greatest hits like If You Leave Me Now, Saturday in the Park, Feeling Stronger Every Day, and the Lifetime Women and Rock Collection with wonderful hits by The Bangles, Joan Jett and the Blackhearts, Cyndi Lauper, Annie Lennon and the Eurythmics, Linda Ronstadt, and many, many more. We've got a free Uber card from AMC Networks, and we have the wonderful best-selling book, Running the Show, Television Inside, by one of our guests earlier this month, Jeff Melvoin, the Emmy Award-winning writer and producer from Northern Exposure, who also is one of the best show writers around over the last quarter century. And his book is doing very well on Amazon and other great book lists. And all that could be yours if you know the answer to this question. Complete the title of this 1990s Nickelodeon TV series, The Secret World of Blank Blank. Complete the title of this 1990s Nickelodeon hit series, The Secret World Blank Blank Blank. If you know the answer, email me, simonapple04@yahoo.com. That's simonapple04@yahoo.com. Don't forget to enclose your name and where you're emailing from, so if you win, we get the prize out to you as soon as possible. Again, here's the question. Complete the title of this 1990s Nickelodeon hit series, The Secret World of Blank, The Secret World, Blank, Blank, Blank. The Secret World, Blank, Blank, Blank. Woo, almost gave part of the answer away. That's what it did. So that's a hint for you. The Secret World of Blank, Blank, or The Secret World, Blank, Blank, Blank. And if you know the answer, email me, simonapple04@yahoo.com. It's simonapple04@yahoo.com. Don't forget to enclose your name and your mailing address. If you are a winner, previous winner, or a guest on this program, you are not eligible. We need exact titles. That's important, so that everybody has a great chance to win. If we don't get a winner by the end of today, that's Tuesday, we'll post the question Wednesday on Facebook and Twitter, or X, Facebook at Simon Applebaum, and X or Twitter at UBC Simon TWBT. That's Facebook at Simon Applebaum, and X or Twitter at UBC Simon TWBT. So get into the game now. Remember, in order to win, as we like to say around here, you got to be in. So do so today. And, of course, all the very best. Coming up next, our tribute to David McCallum, the Man from U.N.C.L.E. co-star and NCIS co-star who passed away yesterday at the age of 90. And we'll also have some more thoughts about where we stand with the situation with the Writers Guild of America and the Screen Actors Guild AFTRA and their strikes against the Alliance of TV and Motion Picture Producers. But first, let's give you some thoughts from the wonderful people at WILD. Now, are you out to make your personal well-being more natural and eco-friendly? Then give WILD a try. In fact, I am. I got WILD in the wonderful scent of Amber and Oud, O-U-D, this afternoon. And tried it before we went on the air. Great smell, wonderful, easy to put on. Be better with it. It's so, so good. And it's vegan-friendly, too. Just great. And free of aluminum or other crazy chemicals that could harm you in a impactful way. So, WILD has natural ingredients that freshen you anytime for any occasion, and it comes in a variety of scent and color combinations, like the one I'm using right now, Amber and Oud, O-U-D, or Jasmine and Mandarin Blossom, or Fresh Cotton and Sea Salt. There's no harsh chemicals to fret about. And if you want a refill, that gets delivered right to your door. That's how I got my Wild today, right to my door. Believe it or not, great, great stuff. So here's my option for you. Go Wild today with a special discount of 25% off your first order when you use the promo code SimonApple04 at checkout. You go to wearewild.com, that's wearewild.com, and use the promo code SimonApple04 at checkout. Enjoy Wild, the reusable, refillable, natural deodorant that's kind to your body and the planet. Well, we are hopefully, by the end of today, halfway through getting the scripted side of television back full-time with the Writers Guild of America and their situation to finally get a new 3-year contract. And that's where we stand with the writers. As far as the Screen Actors Guild and AFTRA are concerned, they're saying, well, if we go back to the bargaining table and meet with the TV and Film Producers Alliance, it's going to be next week at the earliest. And that doesn't look good. There's a lot to say about this situation as it's unfolded. And I'm going to say it, or at least some of what, and again, this is yours truly, personal thoughts. Number one, it has taken way too long for the Writers Guild and the Screen Actors Guild to come up with a deal. Yes, I get that for both organizations, they have some things to work out. No question. The whole situation with residuals is brand new territory when it comes to for actors and writers to get paid for their work when it runs on mega content services, whether it's Netflix, Paramount Plus, Hulu, Prime Video, Max, Peacock, etc. And yes, it's a brand new territory there. It's a brand new territory in the case of the writers with the minimum staffing for writers' rooms. And for both writers and actors, there's a genuine fear about artificial intelligence and how it will impact their business, especially when you hear ongoing and continuing and growing talk that, indeed, AI is going to be a major factor in how to watch and use television and how artificial intelligence will have the role to play in how TV programming is created and produced. And we saw more talk of it 2 weeks ago at NYC TV Week, and then last week, Diversity Week, and we'll get more of it starting tomorrow, then Thursday at the big TV show at the Edison Ballroom in Midtown Manhattan, near Broadway and Times Square. Much more also in Advertising Week, plenty of panels on the topic, New York and LA, by the way, the following week, that's in mid-October, and NAB Show New York. We will hear a lot about this. And yet, I'm going to make the argument that it didn't need to take so long for the Writers Guild to come up with a deal, and it's taking way too long for the Screen Actors Guild and AFTRA to get to the table and make a deal. Because the way this has been handled, the whole labor relations practice of this has been a fiasco from the get-go. Once again, I'm going to use the argument I had on this program last week, that back in the 1960s, when it looked like the newspaper publishers were going to face a strike by multiple unions, all the unions, where it involved the major newspapers at the time, the New York Times, Daily News, New York Post, etc. The newspaper publishers had the foresight to work and negotiate a contract with multiple organizations, multiple unions at the same time. They did not go, we negotiate with you first, and you second, and you third, and you fourth down the line. Everybody at the same time. Everybody simultaneously. The typesetters, the printers, the delivery union, the journalists of the newspaper guild. Everybody was at the bargaining table at the same time. And that is how the strikes were avoided. That is exactly the way this whole negotiation process should have been handled, where the Directors Guild, the Writers Guild, Screen Actors Guild, AFTRA, all should have been negotiating simultaneously with AMPTP at the same time. and not this, we do you first, and you second, and you third. What's been extremely clear has been the lack of initiative on everybody's level. By AMPTP, by the Writers Guild, and currently by Screen Actors Guild-AFTRA. This waiting game has been an absolute disaster. Waiting for one union, for the next union to go, and the following union to go. I am wondering why the Directors Guild initiative was not followed. The Directors Guild didn't wait for AMPTP to come knocking on the door. They negotiated with them back in May. They got a deal in less than a month, and the deal worked. And that's why they're working. Why the Writers Guild waited for them before going to the table, and same thing with the Screen Actors Guild after, is beyond anybody's comprehension. And by the same token, let's talk about the TV Producers Alliance, AMPTP. They really shaped themselves as the bad guys because they would not talk their side of things. They would not. Their public relations strategy has been abysmal. It's been abominable. It has been an absolute disgrace. It's a great lesson in now not do PR 101. When Johnson & Johnson was facing national wrath because of the Tylenol scandal, they very easily could have gone silent, stay in the foxhole, and let the story turn them into the big villains. And that didn't happen. Why? Because James Olson, one of the key executives of Johnson & Johnson, made the call, we are not going to hide in a bunker. We are not going to hide in a foxhole. We're better than that. We are going to tell our side. We're going to tell where we stand. We're going to do mea culpa in a nationally televised press conference. We're going to do it in a way that everybody can see it. We're going to show our cards on the table. Here's where we went wrong. Here's the status of our product, and here's what we do to make sure our product is better and not having these health issues. And we're going to take responsibility and accountability for our previous actions and accountability and responsibility for what we do going forward. And that is why 50 years later, Tylenol is still a major health product for Johnson & Johnson and for the pharmaceutical industry. That is exactly the situation that AMPTP and its management should have done from the start, which is to be out in the open rather than hide behind press releases and talking point memos to say, here's where we stand. Here's what's at stake here. Here's what we're willing. I'm not talking about negotiating the press, by the way. I'm talking about just say where you're at. Give us your take on things. Give us the outlook. Give us some empathy toward the writers and the actors. And let them know that you were willing to step up to the plate and negotiate with them. Both the writers and the actors, as well as the directors, to do their thing. And we'll negotiate with everybody. And that did not happen. The PR was atrocious. And by the way, we are still open to having somebody from that association come on this program and let us know where they're at. Same with the Writers Guild, same with SAG-AFTRA. We have offered this an ability to be on this program time and time again, and they have never. Either they don't get back to us, or in the case of the AMPTP, they did and basically said, we're not negotiating the press. Goodbye. Here's our talking points. That's it. Use it if you want. And it drew everything out. And because of the attitude that AMPTP's people put forward, which was no attitude, no empathy, no nothing, it fueled the Writers Guild into saying, all right, negotiate with the Directors Guild. We'll wait until they make a deal, then we'll see if you can make a deal with us. And the same thing with the actors, SAG-AFTRA. And because of it, both the Writers Guild and the Screen Actors Guild ended up basically immobile. Screen Actors Guild should have been negotiating with AMPTP 2 months ago, and they should have stayed at the bargaining table. And that's another thing, too. What is this with proposal back and forth? Like, we get a proposal, and then we'll take our sweet time looking at it, and then we'll go back, and then we'll let you know if we're going to do a deal or not. Until the big turning point of the writer's situation was when four, not one, not two, not three, four major titans of television and entertainment, David Zaslav, the head of Warner Bros. Discovery, Donna Langley, just a few weeks into her role as content overseer of NBC Universal, Bob Iger from Walt Disney, head of that company, and Ted Sarandos, the co-chief of Netflix. They had to make, they stepped up. Whatever you think of them, they stepped up last week to get those Writers Guild talks back on track. They stepped up. We're doing a deal. They were committed to it. They stayed at that bargaining table Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. We're in communication Saturday and Sunday to get a deal done with the writers. To be honest, they should have been, or to be honest, they or some people or people in their business affairs unit, or as Joseph Adelon of Vulture and Buffering the wonderful email newsletter said, somebody like Mark Tedowitz, the former of the CW, who has great relationships with writers and actors alike, should have been at these talks from the get-go. It's absolutely disgusting that it took this long to get a deal with the writers and why it's taking longer to get a deal with the actors. Crazy. The actors should right now be back at that bargaining table with AMPTP. There's no excuse. It's time for them to stop sitting around and waiting for others to do the deal. You go and do the deal. Don't wait for somebody else. You do it. We don't need to wait for next week. And by the way, for all of your organizations, it wasn't about you, or not only you. It was about everybody else whose careers you put in jeopardy. Cinematographers, film editors, production assistants, technicians, camera people, caterers, studio equipment people, set designers, etc. 17,000 people lost their jobs last month because of these strikes. Strikes that if everybody was operating at the same time to work with AMPTP and get at that bargaining table and stay there until they had a deal, this thing could have been settled early, like midsummer. It did not have to be stretched out so long. Dr. Northwest Media, by the way, just joined us. He's giving us a heads up, thumbs up, this wonderful yellow sign. Thanks, Doug, for coming in. If you have a question or comment, feedback to what I'm saying, put it in the chat room or give us a call, 646-652-2906. There's a lot of lessons to be learned about this situation. And one of them is everybody has to be in on the act. I love that line from Jimmy Durante. You know, everybody wants to get in the act. Well, that's what should have happened here. Everybody should have been in the act from the get-go. When the director's making a deal, AMPTP should be making deals with the Writers Guild and the Screen Actors Guild at the same time. Number one. Number two, AMPTP, your PR act stinks. You got to get it together. And even at a crisis, even changed course of crisis management. What did they do? Nothing. Nothing. Third, for future negotiations, don't just do it with labor relations people. Do it with business affairs people. And have key people in media involved. You notice how fast things went last week because a David Zaslav, because a Donna Langley, who had just gotten into the television world with NBC Universal just a few weeks earlier, and Ted Sarandos and Bob Iger. Third, empathy must be paid. I'm taking a paraphrase line from Death of a Salesman by Arthur Miller. Empathy must be paid. And it would have helped if AMPTP could have showcased that empathy and talk about that to people like yours truly, to the entertainment news sites like The Hollywood Reporter and Variety and Deadline Hollywood Daily and The Wrap, and to everyone from CNBC to CBS to NBC to ABC to CNN, Fox, MSNBC, and Newsmax, and so on. We needed to hear more empathy. Maybe that would have helped the situation because it was lacking on everybody's level. I think there's a lot of lessons that we could learn from this situation. And in case of SAG-AFTRA, they better start learning it now. Get back to that bargaining table. Don't wait until next week. You should be contacting AMPTP now and setting a time tomorrow in Los Angeles or here in New York to do it. It's time. Let's make it happen. So I'd like to hear what you think. We still have a few minutes before we leave you at the top of the hour. Give us a call, 646-652-2906, or use our chat room, SimonApple04 by name, as Northwest Media is doing. In case you missed our news notes near the top of the program in our last half hour, David McCallum, an actor who hit it big in the 1960s, co-starring in The Man from U.N.C.L.E., and then over the last two decades, co-starring on NCIS, passed away yesterday here in New York, New York Presbyterian Hospital, surrounded by his family, wife, kids, friends, from natural causes. David McCallum was one of those actors who you could count on to give great performances on television and did a wide variety. He was not a stereotyped character. He appeared in a wide variety of roles. In the 1960s, for example, before he did Ilya Kuryakin in The Man from U.N.C.L.E., opposite Robert Vaughn, he did some very interesting guest shots, including a wonderful shot in the great Outer Limits episode on ABC, The Sixth Finger. After his role, his four-season run on The Man from U.N.C.L.E., he did a Cold War drama called Kovitz, ran two seasons. It was 1971-73, and a show that was critically acclaimed all over the world. In the late 70s, early 80s, he did 4 years in a series from British television called Sapphire and Steel, very interesting science fiction show. I hope that in his passing, somebody will pick that show up and run it. It's a really good show. I've seen episodes. It's really good. And I believe you two have some episodes, too, as well as Cold Hits. And then, of course, came 20 years ago, the great choice by Don Belisario to have Dan McCallum as the medical professional on NCIS. It was a role that he loved playing. It was a role that Belisario said, you know, if McCallum was so into the role, did so much research for the role, really took it to heart, that he could be a great doctor. He could be a great medical specialist. And McCallum, by the way, was someone with a lot of interest. He was a great singer. He could play instruments, could write songs. Had a musical career for a while in the 60s and 70s, more in England than it was, worldwide than it was in the United States. And McCallum just had this habit of brightening up a TV set or a movie set, whatever the situation was. By the way, he made his film debut in The Great Escape, favorite movies of its kind, playing one of the escapees who was digging those tunnels for Richard Attenborough and the rest of the cast of that marvelous movie directed by John Sturges with the brilliant Elmer Bernstein theme music. And Steve McQueen, of course. Always remember him with the baseball cap and the baseball and the glove. Just wonderful. McCallum was, no matter what the role, he was always geared up for it. He was always great for it. And that's how I remember him. I know there are a million fans out there who are marking his passing yesterday. And I hope they remember that this was a great person. This was a fun person. This was an actor. No matter what the situation was, no matter what it called for, he was ready to go, and everybody appreciated that. And it's great to know that when you pass, you know that you have an audience and you have people in your craft who will remember you for the great things you did. Rest in peace, David McCallum. And I know that you're now reunited with Robert Vaughn and many of the other wonderful people that you worked with in your great career. And that will do it for this edition of Tomorrow Be Televised. Again, thank you for tuning in. And remember, coming your way on our regular time period, Friday, 3 p.m. Eastern Pacific, we will have Tom Rogers, the former CNBC, NBC Cable, TiVo head, now executive chairman of Orbit Gaming and Entertainment. That's the first half hour. Second half hour, Peggy Dodson, the president and chief executive officer of UBC TV Network. And coming away next Monday, we'll have among our guests the creator and star of the new Apple TV, that's for set-top box, Apple TV Plus, animated series, and a very unique one belonging Eric Baer. If you came in late on today's episode, you want to catch up on episodes you missed, go to our homepage, blogtalkradio.com/televised. blogtalkradio.com/televised. And check out our podcasts. They're available 24/7 on more than 40 sites, including the iHeartRadio Podcast Network, the Zencaster Creators Network, and Odyssey, Spotify, Fathom, many, many more. Love to hear from you. What's your thoughts about where things are at with the writers, the actors, and the TV Motion Picture Alliance? And what's your thoughts about where TV is at and where it's going in general? Email me, simonapple04@yahoo.com. It's simonapple04@yahoo.com. Find me on social media, Facebook and LinkedIn at Simon Applebaum, X or Twitter at UBCSimonTWBT. However you respond to me, I respond back to you within 24 hours. That's a promise to you, because what you say matters now more than ever. The views expressed here are those of the participants. They are not those of Blog Talk Radio, nor the distributors of this program. Andy Toe is Blog Talk Radio's general manager. Jay Sonnenberg is head of content. Website supervised by On Podium, the Internet's great podcast outpost. Guitar Spakus is our web coordinator. Tomorrow We Televised was brought to you today by Wild, the reusable, refillable, natural deodorant that's kind to your body and the planet. And by BlendJet, the portable blender letting you make fresh smoothies, shakes, or mixed drinks on the go wherever you go. For Tomorrow We Televised, I'm Simon Applebaum in New York. Thank you for your listening. Have a wonderful rest of your Tuesday. To all of our Jewish listeners, we hope your new year and the Yom Kippur has started off great, and the Yom Kippur yesterday and Sunday night was very safe and easy, and that you're now sealed in the Book of Life for a great year ahead. We'll be back on Friday, 3 p.m. Eastern, New Pacific. You know where, Blog Talk Radio, Speaker Tune Radio, and all of our podcast recommendations. And join me tomorrow for Sports News Wire, 11 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific. Interesting sports TV commentary coming your way on Sports Grid Network, available on smart TV sets, devices, and multi-channel bundles. And I'll be in person at the Essen Ballroom the next 2 days for the big TV conference presented by Synopsys. Look forward to seeing some of you there. Whatever you're doing between now and Friday, please make it safe and make it great and wonderful for you and others you love. Until the next time, stay well and stay tuned.